Desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God, like the Lord has been dealing similarly this week. This word of no, written on the board, we know. So look around this morning. I know we're a small congregation, small group here, but I think we might be amazed if we pooled all of the knowledge that was here and consider the things that can be done. Build cabinets, put them in, probably build a house. Is there knowledge here to build a house? Foil a polynomial, if that's what you want to do. There's just, in the list, we could just go around, and in the things that sometimes people know, you might be amazed. The things, the knowledge of different areas that people could come together, and just with a small group, the amount of knowledge that is there. By experience, through education. But there are a lot of things this morning that we don't know as well. One of those I'd like to read to you from the fourth chapter of James in the 14th verse. We're given some instruction, but we're reminded of something that we do not know. He said, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Do any of us really know what tomorrow holds? You know, we don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And there are a lot of things that you may question. There are a lot of things that are uncertain. There are a lot of things maybe physically. We don't know what's going to happen. I've noticed how quickly, just even taking my nieces for an example, Friday morning, we could be planning a funeral. It's no stretch. They've been planning a funeral for 3. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Physically, our health can change so fast. Seeing people that are doing well physically and within just, it seems like a matter of days, are just doing so poorly. Financially, do you know things change so quickly for people financially? Relationships change. They're so volatile. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But there is something this morning that we know. And I want to remind us through the Scripture this morning of some things that we do know. And it is the things that we do know that gives us courage to face the uncertainties of the things that we don't know. It is what we know this morning that will enable us to face with peace and with courage and with grace. And may I say with dignity, that will enable us to face the uncertainties of tomorrow. And it is based on what we do know this morning. And we're not going to take the time to turn there this morning because I preached on it just 3 weeks ago. But do you remember when Jehoshaphat, when the great multitude came against Jehoshaphat, and he recognized his inability to face that multitude? And I'm just going to read the scripture to you at 2 Chronicles 20:12. Jehoshaphat said, "Our God, wilt thou not judge them?" This multitude's come against us. He said, "For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do." Do we not have areas in our life we say, "Lord, I don't know"? And with knowledge, do you know that once we do know and when we learn something, we would say, "If I knew that, I would have done this differently." I remember still my dad talking to me about how to pack bearings, how to pack grease and bearings, and showed me the wrong way to do it, and he showed me the right way to pack grease into bearings. And you know what? I don't think I have ever packed grease and bearings since my dad showed me how to do it. Because I haven't had a need to. I haven't had to, but I know how to do it because I distinctly remember it was one of those moments that I remember how it's supposed to be done. I remember the way he said, "A lot of people do it this way. It's the wrong way to do it." Well, and most of you don't care how to pack grease into bearings. But if I had to pack grease and bearings and I had never been shown that, I might do it the wrong way. I might just try to take grease and press it in there all around it. Wrong way to do it. But if I would have known, I would have done it differently. Can we not look back in our lives and say, if I would have had the knowledge, or if I would have known, I would have done differently? Jehoshaphat said, I don't know what to do. But he didn't stop there. He said, neither know we what to do, but he knew something. He said, our eyes are on thee. He knew that he needed to get his eyes on the Lord. Just like David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. And that's what we heard in Sunday school this morning. There is one that I may not know all this stuff around me. Maybe my ignorance, maybe my lack of experience, maybe my own problems, but what I can know this morning is that I know where to look. And that's to Jesus Christ. And so Jehoshaphat said, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on thee. There is a God this morning. I know there is a God. The fool hath said in his heart, the scripture says, there is no God. But do not we know this morning there is a God? And with the burdens and with the mountains that we might face in life, with the low places, with the crooked places, I read in the Bible that there's a God that can lift up the valley. And He can make low the mountain. And He can make the crooked places straight. So I can't do that and you can't do that. But we know who can this morning. We know there is a God. Over in Psalms 46 verse 10, probably quote it this morning. He said, be still. It's kind of hard to do sometimes. And if I've said it here once, you've heard it more than that. But I still remember as a young boy sitting in the back of the chapel because I'd been running around after service in the chapel. My dad just, Michael, you just need to sit down and be still. Not the place to run. You just need to sit down. Be still a little bit. You know, the Lord comes along sometimes and He says, I want you to be still. But do you remember what the rest of the verse says? Be still and know that I am God. Be still. And remember, there is a God. I am so thankful that we know this morning there is a God. And He's saying, just be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. You know, that's Psalms 46. Remember what Psalms 46, 1 says? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Do we know that this morning? That in the storms of life, we know there is a refuge. We know where to turn. We know the one that cares and loves. And I had written down in my notes, and if you all don't mind re-singing just one verse of a song, I don't know about tomorrow. James told us that. He said, you don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. But there is one thing that we know this morning. I know who holds our hand. I know who's going to walk with us. And I don't want to walk away from the one that has his hand outstretched saying, would you walk with me? I don't want to walk away from that. Let's sing verse 1 of that song again, if you don't mind. Song says He knows what is ahead. We don't know, but He does. I don't know, don't always understand about tomorrow. But what we know this morning is we know who holds our hands. Let's not forget that in the storm of life. We know there's a refuge. When you don't know what to do, we know who to look to. When we don't know where to turn, we know where to turn. Because the Lord is there. We know that. There is another passage of Scripture over in Jeremiah 10, verse 23. It says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And he said, O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. I know this morning that the way of man is not in himself. And we spare ourselves a lot of trouble when we just can acknowledge that it's not in myself. I don't know, but where is the way this morning? Do we know? Do we know? It's in Christ, isn't it? It's in God. It's not in ourself, and it's why it should create such a dependency in our lives that, Lord, I don't know. The way is not in myself. It's not in my own thinking. Have you all ever, and I ask you, I'll just maybe tell you, I have before thought I had something figured out or thought I knew something, and I found out I was wrong. Things weren't the way I thought they were. Or things were there in so many different areas. I thought it was this way, and all of a sudden, it wasn't. Do you realize that the Lord is never blindsided? The Lord knows everything about our lives, and we can trust in that. We can rest in that knowledge that He knows. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. Let the Scripture do the teaching. But he said in Deuteronomy 7, 9, I was so impressed, and really this is where the Lord started talking to me about this message. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. It says, know therefore, know. In other words, take knowledge. Know this. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God. Now, it almost sounds like it's repeating itself, but it's really not. He was personalizing it, and he's saying, know that the Lord thy God, the God that you serve, remember that He is God. In other words, He has all power. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Our God this morning, know that our God, He is God. He's the God that's going to see you through the fire, through the trial, through the battle, through the heartaches. He is the God that's going to see you through. He'll see you through your health problems. He'll see you through relationship problems. He'll see you through through financial problems. He'll see us through personal problems. The Lord, your God, know that He is God. And He's going to manifest Himself. If you don't see Him this morning, we know that He will reveal Himself in due time. Like Job, when he looked around and said, where is God? I mean, it seems like, Lord, You ought to be on the scene right now. And he didn't see Him. But do you remember what he said? And just, I forgot that was there. He knoweth. He knoweth the way that I take. I know that God is there, and I know He's taken care of me. And when He's tried me, when I'm finished going through the battle, I'm going to come forth like gold. You want to be like gold this morning? It's going to come at a cost. We want to be strong this morning. I'm finding, and sometimes it's, Lord, don't you think enough's enough? But you know what? God knows. And we know that He knows. We know that He knows this morning, and He is there. If you cannot see God this morning, I just want to remind you in the Lord, He's there. He has not forsaken His people. We know that because the Lord told us He wouldn't forsake us. We know therefore that the Lord Thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. What God is this that we are serving this morning? We know that He is a faithful God. Have you ever questioned that? Have you ever looked at things and said, Lord, it seems like I'm not falsely charging You, Lord, but just it looks like, it appears like that You could have been more faithful right here. Folks, we know that God is faithful. And do you know how we know that? Number one, because the Bible tells us that. But also because I can look back the questions that I face today. I can look beyond that. And can you look back in your past and see times that you did kind of wonder where the Lord was? Wondered, Lord, and can you not see today where God was indeed faithful? We know that He's faithful. And we also know this morning that we serve a merciful God. Mercy. See, justice is when you get what you deserve. That's justice. Grace is when you get what you don't deserve. But mercy is when you don't get. Mercy is when you don't get what you deserve. And grace is when you get what you don't deserve. You may have to think about that one a little bit. But mercy is when maybe we deserve judgment and God forgave. He didn't give us what we deserved. We know that we have a merciful God this morning. We know that. And I'm thankful for that. There's something else that we know. And some of these we won't take the time to read all the scriptures, but I would like to share them with you. Jeremiah 29:11, and this was God speaking, that He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end." So do you know what we know now this morning? We know what God's thoughts towards us are. We know what God is thinking about us. Now, that gives me courage to know that God has a plan for all of us. And it's a good plan. It's a good plan. We know that God has a plan. And His thoughts are of peace to us. And I know this morning, and we know this morning, that Jesus loves us. Do any of you children, can you help me? Do you know, how do we know that Jesus loves us? Jen is asleep, or she'd have the answer, I think. Do you know how we know that Jesus loves us? For the Bible tells us so. Let's sing that verse. Jesus loves me. Aren't you thankful that you can know that this morning? We know that He loves us because He told us He did. And because He sent His Son to die for us. That God that loves us this morning is the same God that sent His Son to die on the cross for us. And Job also, in the middle of his suffering, he said in Job 19:25, Job said, "For I know." You remember what he knew? "I know that my Redeemer liveth." I know this morning, even though the world is full of so much sin and heartache and grief, that we are suffering residually from that. All of us are. We know this morning that our Redeemer liveth. He is not dead. He has not forsaken His people. We also know this morning that we are, if you're saved, we can know that we are saved. We are not saved by our works this morning. We are not saved because I did it just right, but we are saved by His grace. We are saved because the Lord looked down and He loved us. And that is how we know that we are saved. 1 John 2:3, and hereby we do know that we know Him. How do we know that we know Him? Hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. 1 John 2:3. If we are keeping His commandments this morning and doing what the Bible says, we can know that we are saved. And we can rest assured that when Jesus comes back, that we don't have to fear the return of the Lord, because we can know and we can rejoice this morning because our names are written in heaven. So regardless of what's happening around about, and it seems like, is there something to be thankful for? There is something still to give God praise for, because I know, and get your songbooks ready if you want, number 87, I know my name is there. Let's sing verse 1. I believe it's number 87.
My title clear, I know, I truly know, I know my name is there, I know, I truly know my name is written there.
1 John chapter 3 and the 24th verse said, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. It is a wonderful consolation to know that we are the children of God. And it is a wonderful consolation to know that we have the Spirit of the Lord in our life. The Scripture says the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, that we are the sons of God. Why? Because His Spirit bears witness. On a daily basis, it goes, it's not just because I made a trip down to the altar 45 years ago or 35 years ago or last year. It's because the Spirit of the Lord today is witnessing to my heart that you're my child. And I love you and I care for you. And it is the Holy Spirit. We know this morning that the Holy Spirit will be there to give us power, to give us comfort, to give us strength, to enable us to do what we cannot do in our own ability. Romans 8:28. Someone quote it for us. And we know that, did you know there are so many no's? And I'm not sharing all of them with you. And we know. In other words, I don't doubt. Sister Lene mentioned Wednesday night, you know, sometimes the instructor or the professor asks a question. If you're not sure, you know, you just sit quietly because you don't want to have the wrong answer. But when you know the answer, you can speak up with assurance because I know this is right. It says, and we know. All doubt is removed. And I would that the Scripture says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So let's just be reminded this morning that I know that all things, and oh, all covers so much. All seems to press it sometimes when you look around you. But God, I know that the Scripture's true. And He said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. You know, if we don't love the Lord this morning, all things are not going to work together for us. If we don't love the Lord with all of our heart, folks, there are things in this life that'll knock you flat, they'll run you over, and you won't be able to get back up. It's happening in our world. Just look around what's happening in our world today. But this morning, we know, God's people know, that all things are going to work together When I don't understand and I don't know how, but I know that the Lord can work and bring something good out of things that look to us, this is just horrible. I know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. He can take suffering and hardship, even the sinful things of the world. Do you know that God doesn't cause sin, but He can take the sin that is around us, and when it affects us, He can get right in the middle of it, and He can work something positive in our lives, even with the heartache and the suffering that I know all of us go through because of sin around us. We know. Do you know that this morning? Whatever burdens you're facing, do you know that all things are going to, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. If you don't put God first in our life, it's not going to be okay. It won't be okay. But if we love the Lord this morning, it's going to be all right. Because the Lord's going to work. And we are challenged in the book of Hosea in the 6th chapter. In the 3rd verse it says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Then. In other words, there's going to be things in our life right now that it's like, I don't know how the Lord's working. I don't know where He's working. But He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. You know, as you get to know someone better, you start understanding them. And I think sometimes that's the result of some of the things that we face in life is because sometimes we don't know people. But you know, when you get to really know somebody, there may be some questions you could ask me. You say, what does your wife think about this? And maybe I have never asked her that question. But I can, as I've lived with her for 20 years now, that I know her. I know the way that sometimes she, it doesn't mean I know all of her, but there are things that I can know how she thinks or what she's thinking because I've watched her for 20 years and I know what she's expressed to me, that there are things that I know that nobody else knows because I've lived with her longer than her parents did. I've lived with her longer than any of her family has. And so it means there's a knowledge through closeness. And as we get to know people, there are people I know that I used to have in my own minds like we all do. You thought something. But then you get to know them and you see it through a whole different paradigm. It's a whole different light because I know who they are. And so then I understand them now. He's saying we're going to know God as we follow on, get acquainted with Him. It's why it's such a blessing to get to know the Lord better. I don't want something to hinder, but as I get to know the Lord better, the things that maybe seem spiritual drudgery, I just don't know why we had to do that. As I get to know the Lord better, I start understanding why, and it draws me into a closer relationship. Then shall we know as we follow on to know the Lord. We have knowledge this morning, and I'm so thankful for it. We have knowledge this morning of what's to come. But I want to say this before we move on from this point. And let's just turn in our book to number 180, verse 1. The song says to know that He knows. He knows, He loves, He cares, He understands. And the more I follow on to know the Lord, the more I start knowing too. I start understanding His workings in my life. But it is a blessing this morning in everything that you face, the good times and the rough times. That song is not to be sung with self-pity. I remember hearing someone exhort on that a number of years ago, and I thought, yeah, that's right. You know, going through a hard time, and you're almost just, yes, just to know that He knows. And just almost a feeling of self-pity. That song is to be an encouragement to us. That we know that He does really know and that He cares and understands. And I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself now, but I can be encouraged because we know that He knows. Let's sing verse 1.
of compassion to see, soothes the pain in my heart.
You ever had someone that you knew loved you? You knew they loved you and they cared about you, and something happens and they just turn and you make eye contact. And you know that they know what you're thinking. You know that they know how you're feeling. And there's just a comfort because someone is entering in to that burden and you don't even have to say anything. You know the Lord does that for us this morning. And that's why I want to do what we've read about this morning. I want to turn and look at the Lord, because when you make eye contact and His eyes just are full of love and compassion, and He's saying, I want you to know that you're not going through this by yourself. I know and I care and I understand. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. And this goes to Brother Tony's testimony Wednesday night. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. And Thomas, he still had some questions, didn't he? Thomas said, Lord, we know not. We don't know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I believe, first of all, this passage of Scripture, Jesus was speaking about going to the cross. Heaven had already been prepared. That He was going to the cross, that where He was, the relationship that He had with God, that we also could go. But we also know this morning that there is something that lies ahead of us if we will stay faithful to the Lord. And I am looking with great anticipation to that day when the Lord calls me home. Because of what we know this morning, we know that God has prepared a place that is free from tears and turmoil and difficulty and problems and the sin that is around about us and the heartache that life brings. We know that He has a place prepared for us if we will stay faithful. So as we face some of the things in this life, let's remember what we know. We know that one day these things, it's going to come to pass. And the Lord has a wonderful place. I'd like to close passage of Scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know, there's more of them if you want to study, but we know, if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Folks, it's going to be better further on. We know that this morning. I'm thankful that we know God has a plan. We know He loves us. We know He understands. We know He's faithful. We know He cares. We can know that we are saved. We can know that we have His Spirit abiding in our heart. And we can know that God's going to work everything for our good. And we can know that heaven is ahead of us if we will stay faithful. So in closing, maybe we could stand. We sing this Wednesday night, number 106, verses 1, 3, and 5. I know. I'm so thankful for the knowledge that God has given to us this morning. Amen.